I gotta keep my voice down. She's still napping. I know. I know. She just... Well, she looks so peaceful. I'm not going to wake her now. She had a bit of a rough night last night. She couldn't get comfortable, and then there were the thunderstorms, and... Yeah. That was a whole thing. No, I know. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, it's not anything on her. It's me. I can't. I've grown too attached, and I'm sorry, but it's just not going to work out. I get it. It's another failure on my part. But can you blame me? Don't laugh at me. You're going to stop calling me at this rate because every time you put someone in my care, I fail. Oh my God, you're the worst. You're enabling me. You're going to make me laugh so fucking hard, and I don't want to wake her up. I was hoping to avoid that until I know if it's been cleared or not. She's always a bit grumpy when you first wake her from a nap. Do I need to fill out any paperwork to make it official? Then, when she wakes up from her nap, you'll be seeing the both of us. I'm sure she's going to be so excited to hear that she's been adopted. With the amount of love and attention she needs to feel somewhat safe, there's absolutely no way she would have thrived in the shelter. I honestly think this was the best call for her, even if you knew that this was going to happen. Yeah, I'll wake her up now. Thank you so much, Claire. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Okay. I'll see you soon. Thank you again. Now that that's settled, let's go wake her up. Hey there, sleepyhead. Oh, you're awake. I thought this was going to be a lot more difficult. Come here. I want to put your leash on you. We have somewhere exciting that we're going. Do you want to take a guess? No. We aren't going to the park technically. Do you want to try again? We can go to the store afterwards. I think my girl is going to be needing some toys, maybe a new fluffy bed, some treats, all of the good stuff afterwards. It's okay if you don't know what would call for such an occasion. You're probably still groggy from having such a nice nap, aren't you? You seem a little off, baby girl. Are you feeling okay? You know you can tell me anything, right? I'm always going to be here for you. What's wrong, Strawberry? Oh, baby girl. Hey, it's okay. It's all right. Here, come here. There's no reason to cry. Oh my goodness, it's all right. Take a deep breath. I've got you. I'm right here. You're okay. I'm not going anywhere, and neither are you. Just a quick little forehead kiss. That wasn't too much, right? You're not alone, Strawberry. You're not anywhere dangerous. You're with me. You're safe. You're all right, Princess. I promise. Can you breathe with me? Why don't we try some breathing? Ready? Inhale. One, two, Three. And hold it. Very good. Now exhale. One, two, three. That was great. Do you think you can do it again with me? Inhale. One, two, three. And now hold it. Breathe out. One, two, three. Let's do it one final time, just for good luck. Breathe in. One, two, three. And hold it. Hold it a little bit longer. Oh, what a good girl. Now breathe out. One, two, three. There you are. That's my girl. It's all right. I've got you. Can you talk now? So, what happened? So, you were eavesdropping on my phone call. Is that what I'm hearing? Let me take a guess. Because you only heard half of the conversation, you don't actually know what was happening. And instead of asking me, you were afraid that you were going to get into trouble for listening to something when you weren't supposed to. So instead, you kept it in until you emotionally couldn't. But because the very nature of the conversation was about you being adopted, the second you saw me, you broke down. Is that right? Hey, it's okay. I promise. I'm not upset with you, princess. Your emotions are completely valid. Let them all out. Feel what you're feeling. Thank you for trusting me with them. You're doing a good job by feeling them, even if they are really difficult. But the adoption won't be official until we get down to the shelter. The quicker we get down there, the quicker it becomes a reality, and then you get to enjoy your forever home. Isn't that exciting? Oh, princess, you don't have to cry harder. Do you think you're going somewhere? Oh, baby girl, you're not going anywhere. You're staying right here with me. I just had to let Claire know that I failed and I'm the one who's adopting you. You're okay, Strawberry. You've done nothing wrong. Why are you looking at me like that? Did you really think I was going to let someone else take you home forever? And let you be away from me? Absolutely not. You're all mine, princess. I went into this hoping to help out another pet since my last foster just found her home. I wasn't expecting someone who would make her mark on my heart in a way that I wouldn't be able to forget. So breathe for me, princess. You're not going anywhere. You're staying right here. I love you too much to give you to someone else. What you were hearing, it was me admitting that you were a foster fail. That's not a bad thing. It means that I am your forever home. You aren't leaving. You're staying right here, right with me. You're going to have to do a lot more to get rid of me, princess. I've fallen so deeply in love with you that I can't imagine my life without you in it. Everything came together to put you in my path. It was the right time, the right place, the right pet. I love you so much that I decided to adopt you and make you mine permanently, Bunny. No more waking up and wondering when this is going to end. No more looking at people when we go on walks and wondering if they are going to be the one to adopt you. You know where you're going to be living because it's here, with me. I wouldn't have given you up even if they tried to pay me. I don't want any other pet besides you. You fit so perfectly into my life. Not to mention, you fit so perfectly against me. Slid into my life like a missing puzzle piece. Like you were always supposed to be here. I mean, errands are actually fun now. I have someone to come home to. You've made my life so much better simply by existing, by being your regular self. Why would I want to get rid of the bunny that brings so much light and joy into my life? I would have to be stupid to do that, baby girl. You're staying right here with me. This is your forever home, which makes me your forever owner. Is that okay with you? You don't know how happy that makes me. You're the best woman in the world, and I'm so lucky that you're mine. You're not going back to the shelter. You're not going to some stranger's home. You're my pet for the rest of time. It seems someone is starting to feel better, isn't she? My princess just needed a bit of reassurance to feel better, didn't she? It's all right. That's why I'm here. To give you all the reassurance that you need, princess. I live to please. To see what noises I can drag out of you. Wrapping your arms around me to pull me closer. You end up pulling my body on top of yours, instantly dwarfing you. Not that I'm so much bigger or anything, just from this position, from this angle, you're looking up at me, staring at my full breasts, and you start to feel small, don't you? My thigh moving between your legs. My knee pressing firmly against you. If I were to reach my hands down your pants, what would I feel, baby girl? Well, there is certainly a way to see if you're telling the truth. Letting out such a lovely sound as my hand makes itself lower, instantly finding the proof of what I wanted. You've made such a big wet stain, princess. I can feel it from here. Did you really think you could hide how badly you want me? Oh, no reason to hide your face, Strawberry. I think it's cute what a mess you've made. You belong to me, don't you? I love how it sounds. Don't think I could ever get tired of listening to you, baby girl. Could talk my ear off all day and I would still stare at you and ask for more. Could be rambling about a passion or moaning and begging to come. Either way, I love whatever you have to say. Getting more turned on the more you taste me. Poor girl. Do you want my help? Do you want me to take care of you? That feels nice, doesn't it? I've got you, Strawberry. Just relax. I'm always going to take good care of my bunny. Hopefully, you'll start to realize that you're safe with me, that I love you, that I'm always going to be here for you. Going to have to do quite a fair bit to get rid of me. Exposing your neck for easier access. Wanting to feel my plush lips against your fragile neck. Love the sounds you make. Don't keep them to yourself. Let them out, princess. There's no reason to hide how good my fingers are making you feel. If anything, it only encourages me to keep going. To keep feeling you fall apart. My finger easily thrusts in and out. Looks so beautiful like this. Letting your walls down and enjoying yourself, enjoying the moment. It's so wonderful to see you no longer overthinking things as my finger lazily fucks into you. Letting out a moan, you rock your hips against me, urging me on. Love how this feels so much. You want more, don't you? Can't help but moan as you feel a second finger being added, instantly bringing more pleasure. I was just trying to warm you up, tease you a little bit. You make the prettiest noises, and I just can't help myself, bun. I love watching my baby girl feel good. Gets me so fucking wet to see you like this. We're only getting started and you're already feeling so good. Keep your eyes on me. You don't need to look anywhere else, princess. I'm where all your attention should be at. My fingers feel good, don't they? Feeling the two scissor inside you, finding a pace that drives you crazy. Can't help but rock into my touch, seeking out more of it. My other hand starts to touch you in time with my thrusts, matching the pace. Oh, it's all right. You're doing a good job. Keep it up. Chase your pleasure. Don't have it in you to control yourself without any help. And I feel like spoiling you a bit today, baby girl, so you don't have to hold back. I'm certainly not. You've had such a hard day. waking up to a misunderstanding and being all confused and heartbroken. No more of that. You're safe. You're staying right here with me. You're getting to celebrate that this is where you're staying forever. You're my bunny princess, which means we need to celebrate it. I mean, how often are you going to get to honor your gotcha day? Listen to you, so excited to be mine. You sound amazing, Strawberry. Keep it up. Let it all out. Can't get enough of you. How you feel against my fingers as you grind yourself against me. Trying to fuck yourself deeper to bring yourself more pleasure. What a pretty bunny. Keep going, keep moving, just like that. You're my foster fail, and I have never been prouder to fail at something. It means I got the best thing in the world out of it. You. I wouldn't trade you for anyone else. The best bunny in the world. Moaning on my fingers, begging for more. I just love you so much, princess. You have no idea what your sounds do to me. How every little squirm gets me that much wetter. Getting you off is my favorite thing in the world. There's nothing else I would rather be watching. Your moans are my favorite sound. You actually allow yourself to be greedy and let go with me, don't you? Actually relax enough to enjoy yourself. Get to want what you want, knowing that I am going to take care of you. Give you exactly what you ask for. A bunny like you knows better than to start begging. Because if you do, well, I'm not going to be able to resist myself. I want you too fucking badly, bun. Lewd squelching continues to fill the air as you feel yourself getting closer. It's all right, princess. You're doing good. I want you to feel good. You deserve this. Should be spoiled and doted on. You're so precious, Strawberry. I only have eyes for you. Only want to make you feel this good. Just listen to how well I know your body. How I know exactly where to touch to make you fall apart. I know every inch of you. Which parts are sensitive? Which parts are going to make it harder for you to keep your focus? My lips are warm against your skin as you get closer. My fingers never stop. Instead, starting to press firmer, with more determination. I've got you, princess. Just keep breathing for me. I know you're close, so keep your focus on me, baby girl. That's when it's most important. So close to the edge. You're almost there. Just need a little more. It's okay. I know what you need. I am always going to take care of you. Don't have to want for nothing when I'm here. After all, a pet really shouldn't have to worry about anything. You're safe now. You're okay. You don't have to worry about anything now that I'm here. I've got you. I'll make you feel good. going to make sure you come on my fingers just how you need. Maybe I'll let you lick it off, taste yourself, get to know the truth, put on such a sweet little mask of pretending that you aren't enjoying it as much as you are. That way you can hold off on your orgasm. But we both know the truth. You can't get enough of my fingers. You're starting to wonder if I'm ever going to give you permission. I mean, I could just keep you on edge like this. Would you like that? I'm not going to do that to you, bunny. Instead, I'm going to shift my attention elsewhere. Continuing to stroke your prostate, petting you, listening to your moans of pleasure get needier. Practically whining at this point because you don't trust your voice. Meanwhile, my hand hasn't stopped. Continues to push you closer to the edge with every brush inside you. Looks so fucking beautiful laid out underneath me like this. Taking exactly what you're given, begging for me. Teetering right on the verge of letting go. Never had a woman fall apart so quickly for me. You're so lovely and don't even realize it. Wanna prove what a good pet you can be and come when your owner tells you, don't you? What a good girl, already so well trained. You're a natural sub, bunny. I'm not going to keep my princess waiting, not when she's made me so proud. Why don't you let go, baby girl? You've earned this. I want you to come all over my fingers. You absolutely deserve the strawberry. I love you. I'm never letting you out of my sight. You're all mine. You should enjoy this moment. Let go, bun. Come for me. Yes. Oh, so good. What a good girl you are, bunny. That's it. That's exactly what I like to see. You took everything you were given so well. Are you feeling okay? That's good, Strawberry. I don't ever want you to hurt like that again, even if it was a silly little misunderstanding. If you overhear something or have an issue or you just need some reassurance, I want you to come to me first, okay? It's not that I don't think you can handle these things for yourself. It's that you don't have to. Not anymore. You get to take a break. You're not some stray on the streets fending for yourself. You don't have to be tough and strong all the time. I'm going to keep you safe. You have all of my heart, princess. I couldn't think of anyone better than you to trust it with. While this started out as a typical foster, and I had every intention of adopting you out, somewhere, somehow along the way, you crawled your way into my heart. I'm not going to let you go now. You mean too much to me. This morning, when I saw someone was interested in you and had put in an application, it absolutely shattered my heart. It was at that moment I realized you didn't need to find a forever home. You didn't need a new owner because I was your owner and this is your forever home. You're meant to be mine. And I wasn't going to let some stranger take away my pets. This is where you're meant to be. All warm and happy underneath me. post-orgasm bliss, listening to me ramble about things. Thank you for coming into my life, Strawberry. I would be completely lost without you. Now, I'm going to go put on a change of clothes and grab your leash. I don't want to keep Claire at the shelter waiting on us. So I'll be right back. Don't miss me too much.